The Food and Drug Administration's role is to regulate the nation's food and drug supply, making sure no unsafe product is on the market. It has banned certain vapes and medicines due to dangerous ingredients, which should mean they're off the shelves, right? Wrong. Stat reporter Nicholas Florco joins us now, and he found out just how easy it is to get some of these banned products. Nicholas, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
So you went on a mission in the FDA's backyard in Maryland to see if you could find any of these illegal products. And sure enough, you did. Tell us what products you found and where they're being sold.
They really run the gamut, honestly, from cannabis gummies to illegal sexual enhancement supplements to dangerous skin lightening creams, unapproved cough syrups, and then, of course, a number of vaping products. And they're being sold, frankly, everywhere. I mean, gas stations, smoke shops, even stores like Walgreens.
And 7-Eleven, and I mean, it seems to be ubiquitous.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's the most striking thing here. You know, it's not just one industry, it's not just one store that's breaking the law. These products really are ubiquitous in our daily lives.
Is there any product that you found particularly jarring to see on the shelves?
Honestly, the product that stood out to me most was probably the product that most people wouldn't bat a second eye at, which is the skin lightening cream. It was from a brand that was targeted primarily at Black women, and the product really struck out to me because it looked like any other skin cream, but the active ingredient had been tied to really horrible skin reactions, and the thought of someone buying a product like this because they had a blemish or wanted to lighten their skin, they thought it was safe and have their skin permanently scarred is just... it's heartbreaking. And it was striking, too, because that product was sold at a Walgreens. I mean, most people wouldn't have a second thought about picking it up.
You also found unapproved cough medicines, among other things. Tell us why these products generally are illegal and what makes them so dangerous.
Yeah, I mean, it really does depend on the product. But the through line for most of the products is that the FDA says you can't add these substances to food, drugs, or cosmetics because the risks are too high. I mean, you mentioned the cough syrup. That is a product that some FDA scientists have even done some research looking at unexplained infant deaths being tied to that product. And so, you know, it's just the sort of thing that regulators here aren't comfortable allowing to be sold.
So how can they continue to be sold despite being banned? I mean, why can't the FDA do something about this?
So the FDA does have some serious powers to crack down on both manufacturers and distributors of these products. But, you know, when I spoke to the FDA about this, I mean, they essentially said, we can't be everywhere all the time. And we depend on consumers to be discerning, to heed our warnings, and then also for retailers to be responsible sellers.
So who's at risk with these products still being sold, would you say?
The people that are likely most harmed are the ones that don't have a lot of health literacy or people that don't have access to information from the FDA. And then also, I think the big piece that we haven't talked about is kids. Most of these products were not sold in adult-only stores. Like I said, a lot of them were at gas stations, for example. And gas stations are on every street corner. And there's a real risk that kids will experiment with these products and then get seriously hurt. I mean, the most egregious product that I think we purchased in that space was this gummy bear flavored vape that was decorated with the characters from the cartoon Family Guy. You know, it seems like that's the sort of product that is very clearly marketed to kids, and it was available at a gas station. I mean, there's a real risk that kids will see these products and try them out, especially if they're just being sold sort of willy-nilly at these stores.
Buyer beware. That is Stat's Nicholas Florco. Good information, Nicholas. Thanks so much for being with us.
Of course. Thanks for having me.